Yes, as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Shakers, what the fuck are you talking about seeing Missy's pussy? What do you mean?
Yeah, what?
Dude, how did you see it?
You're like, download these photos off your camera so you can put it on.
What did I want you to download?
No, you're like, just get all the photos off my camera so you can put it, so I can resize them and put it on your website. And then
what photo?
He's like, oh.
off your camera. And
of what though, you idiot?
I don't know. You just told me to download all the photos off your camera.
I know what it was.
Did I want? Us golfing or us playing in the car?
I know. The Canada photos.
Canada photos.
Oh, photos of Canada. So
yeah.
Then what happened to wind up on it?
I just downloaded it all, and then I just saw a picture of Missy naked on there.
And what'd you do?
I just looked at it. I was like, wow.
Oh. What am I wearing?
How come
what am I
wearing? So much about it and how what it looks like and everything?
Because it's on my computer, dude.
Yeah, but you were talking about it like you've seen it 19 times.
Nah, I've seen about two or three times.
Gee, what am I wearing?
A day.
I don't remember, but it's nicely shaven and there's a little strip going up on the top.
That's so embarrassing.
Heil Hitler.
Do you even know what photo you
No, use? I have no idea. Do you have any idea?
Was it taken in Quebec?
Maybe.
Was it taken at Lebec Finn?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's old news, dude. That was
Can you delete it?
Yeah.
Actually, it's not a shit hole. It's pretty good scene.
I showed Kim it, though. I showed Kim the pussy.
That could be bad if it ended up in the wrong
I heard place. Kim didn't even want to fuck you last night.
No, today, dude. I was like, dude, I'm fucking horny. I want to fuck. She's like, no, I'm going to get my period.
You're too fat, you fat boy.
Shut up, dude. I'm a good pounder.
That's what it is.
No.
I wouldn't want to fuck you either, dude.
Dude, I already fucked you, man. Dude, just a man.
Yeah, and it sucked like shit.
She's about to get a rag, and she's just like, no, I don't want to fuck. I'm like, well,
it's not the rag. It's your fat ass gill hanging.
Oh,
I'm like, bend over so I can jerk off to your pussy.
I thought girls got way hornier when they're ready to go to.
Shiku's resorted to jacking off to his girlfriend's pussy. Like he couldn't even hump her because she didn't feel like it. That means you need to hit up Mitch's gym, dude.
She wasn't in the mood, man.
She wasn't in the mood because your fucking fat ass gill.
Well, she was in the mood 2 nights ago.
Yeah, it's probably because she was drunk as shit, and she was like, yeah, any dick is a good dick.
She doesn't even drink. She doesn't know what
any
alcohol
is. Any dick
is
a good dick.
She just smokes weed with Missy.
Yeah, well, if I was weeded up and I was like, any dick is a good dick. Deco, were you taking a shit?
I was taking a shit. Did you throw it at me?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we're rolling, dude.
We're already 3 minutes into everything.
Let me cue it up for you, dude.
I'll cue it up myself.
No, you didn't.
What?
Horrible.
You should have come.
You better not reverse recorded over me hitting you with a golf ball today.
Those guys just set it up for me.
What?
Oh,
we went golfing.
Was
today.
It a quick shit?
I don't know.
Are you sure you were taping?
Did it snap, crackle, and pop?
What? Why were they hand it to me in the middle of the golf thing?
Oh my god!
Why did you guys do this?
Dude. Wait,
are you kidding me?
Are you that much of a fucking moron, dude?
No way!
In the middle of golfing.
Oh my god! Gee, you recorded over the fucking.
No, I did not. No.
You didn't even set it up.
I set it up right.
That's a good shit though. Hang on.
He's jiggling the hand.
Here, listen to the shit.
Dude, I said...
Josh, wait.
Hey, Sal, in the men's room. 3, 2, 1.
Ew.
That's great, dude.
You hammered it up, so... You have diarrhea.
That's a horrible mac and cheese, dude. That was disgusting.
Oh,
four dogs.
No, theirs was good. I was
four dogs.
Yeah.
That's four logs.
Four logs.
That was superimposed. That was actually fake.
That was sick, dude. That was fucking
gross. Dude, you had diarrhea.
I had diarrhea. Yeah. I don't have it anymore, dude.
You had diarrhea.
I got rid of it. It's like Magic Johnson. I got rid of that shit.
If you want to see Britney Spears' pussy.
Did I get rid of it, guys?
Yeah, you can go online.
Show me Britney Spears' pussy.
You can go on Perez Hilton.
Let me take a look.
What does that mean?
PerezHilton.com.
No, I don't. Okay, that's it.
I'm actually plugging the dude. Because
can I see?
He
it's just like nothing very special.
He's nice.
It looks like a Barbie doll.
He's a cool. He's
it
funny.
It looks really like nice. A flat patch of skin.
That could be anybody.
I know. Oh, but that's her.
This dude, Perez Hilton, has a fucking awesome website where it shows all the media, and he just disses them. Like, and
man,
it's hilarious, man.
Is that, are you anyone impressed of that flat patch of skin
on Britney Spears?
That's all it is?
Yeah, I mean,
she's just
like,
getting out of a fucking
limo. She
doesn't
have any underwear on. I mean, it's pretty rad and sexy at that point that she has a skirt on. She's going out clubbing with no skirt on. But, like,
I wouldn't pay.
It just looks like a fucking piece of skin. That's not even jerk offable.
I wouldn't pay 99 cents for that shot.
Dude, Perez Hilton dishes the dirt, dude, on all the on all the celebrities. It's fucking hilarious.
If nobody can come to it, it's not worth anything.
Yo,
I am plugging him because
I don't
it's
know,
fucking hilarious.
I don't know what. What K-Fed is like, but he looks like a fucking jerk-off in those magazines.
Sucks so
bad. It just looks like he's just trying to rape every dollar Britney Spears has. It's like almost annoying to even flick open a magazine and just see his stupid diamond earrings and his stupid gold watches and his stupid gold chains. Like, you could tell that he's just money hungry.
He's fucking Popo Zhao, dude.
Popo Zhao. That was the stupidest fucking song ever. It was so bad and he was so stoked on it. And then, like, a week later, he's just like, yeah, I'm moving on to bigger and better things. Like, that happened a week ago. It's not like it happened a year ago, you fucking idiot.
Dude,
you were Papa's Al a week ago, and now you're moving on to bigger and better things.
Did you hear?
Papa's what?
Papa's Al.
Popo. Popo Zhao, dude.
What does it mean?
Yeah, it means shake your booty and...
It's Brazilian.
Brazilian for shake your fucking booty.
Papa's Zhao.
Yeah, exactly.
Papa's I just wanted to try it.
And the beat was like, the beat was all Brazilian jungle. Like,
Popo Zhao,
dude. It was so like fucking, it was like
so
a half-ass
bad.
Shakira sucky bullshit.
It's so bad.
Man.
He fucking only sold 60.
And I like Shakira.
He only sold 6,500 copies in the first week of when his album released.
You hear about that?
I don't know. Man.
He sold 6,500 copies.
9,100.
Dude, Eminem 50 Cent, they'll sell a million in 1 week. An awesome band like Placebo would sell 60,000 copies.
Narkill.
Well, they've sold 6,000 copies. 10,000 copies. Dude, not even K-Fed. K-Fed sold less copies than Narkill. And Narkill not even on a fucking record label. Narkill is a piece of shit that we recorded the Hobbit Hole.
Yo, remember when I showed you that photo of K-Fed and his lawyer, dude? His lawyer
is just 50 cents. All he cares about is golden money. Like, I can't believe he even went to a law school.
Dude.
Really?
Fucking A, dude. K-Fed is
he passed the
fucking fag.
Towers of London, dude.
His lawyer passed the bar exam, and he did it for 9 bars.
Yo, go to PerezHilton.com, and you'll see some funny-ass shit, dude.
Dude, I mean, I wish the pussy shot was, like, a little bit better.
I wish there was
Because I used to like Britney Spears in her hot days, and
dude,
I think she gave it all away.
No, she's getting it back. She's
I didn't even
back.
Get a half on. I didn't even get a soft on.
She's hanging out with, like, Paris Hilton now.
I didn't even get a soft off.
We're all talking tabloids right now.
Either way, it's
Nico,
soft.
I saw Britney Spears' pussy. I didn't even get a soft off.
That was like a Photoshop triangle of her back that they put over there. It was just
if
flat.
They put some hair on there. Like, fuck. Man,
what do you want hair for? What do you want to have a hairy pussy?
Who the fuck wants to hump a bald-ass pussy?
Yeah.
I do. Thank you very much.
What do you want to hump an 11-year-old?
No, it's just like...
No, it's just fucking...
I can't stand hair in my mouth.
I like that shit.
I don't fucking need... If I wanted to eat carpet, I'd just fucking drop to the floor right now and eat carpet.
I'd rather see a girl with fucking hair on her pussy.
Oh. Maybe a design, like the...
maybe like a little strip. Like
a Trans Am?
Trans Am.
Like a Hitler strip.
Like a racing stripe or something?
Racing stripe.
I mean, if it's like a fur diaper, that's pretty gross, but like, if it's like pretty A-OK rad.
How about the grundle stripe?
What's that?
You do like racing stripes on your grundle.
I bet you Matt Cole has the hairiest ass on earth.
Nah, it's not that bad.
I don't want to find
that. Oh, speaking of.
Let's have a hairy ass contest. Let's have a hairy ass off between you and Shikus.
Who gets to judge that?
Me.
Alright.
Let's see.
I don't want to.
Shikus, let me see your ass.
He's got the hairiest
ass. Let me look at your bum.
I don't even want to see
it. Get it out of here. Here, I'll shine a light up.
Dude, there's a buzz later. All right, let me scare that shit, bro.
No way, dude.
I'm putting a fluorescent light on it.
Oh my god, dude.
All you get is this cheek right here.
I'm willing to bear another one.
No, I ain't showing an asshole.
Yeah, you are. You're going to disappoint these radio fucking people.
I don't care. I ain't playing asshole games.
Dude,
I'm running the board. Who cares?
Dude, I manned up and showed my asshole.
You are disappointing the audience.
I am not fucking showing my asshole.
Yo, fuck Kowalski.
I don't care, dude.
Let me see your fucking butthole.
I'm trying to run the board. Hello, New York.
You're doing it.
No, no.
This is a contest, and it's live on air. It's not like you can change it and edit it. This is live.
No,
Shipper,
I want to see
your butthole, dude.
No way, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
You spent a whole fucking show trying.
Let me see your ass.
I'm at least going to baby wipe that shit first.
Are you really going to let this show suck this bad?
Yeah, I'm going to let it go down that fucking tube.
I have baby wipes in the other room.
Oh, okay, well, yeah. Let me get some of those, dude.
Yeah, see, you want some too.
Nah, I'm good to go.
Shipper, show me your ass.
I don't want to do it. I don't care.
Come on, man.
I'm fucking pulling my ass.
I'm manned up. Let me see half of your ass.
Gee.
That's a compromise.
No. I already know what you're going to do.
I'm manned up.
I'm my fucking pants
Let
down.
Me see it, Shipper. I'll stand 5 feet away.
Here. I'm not fucking doing it.
I'll stand 5 feet away.
It take a photo of my ass, fam.
Just to prove.
Let me take
it.
Yeah,
just
approve.
Let me see half.
And then we'll go to a commercial and I'll wipe my ass.
I'm fucking kicking you all night.
Stop it.
No.
I'm trying to run the board.
This is a contest.
Oh my god, it's a mouth.
Oh god damn.
Yo, Popo's out, dude.
Hold
on. Fuck out
of here.
Look at you.
Oh, fucking bust. Squeeze out. Open that shit.
Oh god damn.
It looks like prime rib. The king of meats. I can never eat prime rib again.
I gotta see what my ass looks like.
It's so weird.
Let me see what you think you
are. So
cool. Oh my god, don't drop my camera, dude.
Right in the ashtray and beer dumped over.
That's the best thing you ever said, dude.
Dude, my ass is pretty fucking hell, dude.
Drop my camera.
It's not that, it's not really not hairy at all. Ew.
I'm like, let me look at your butthole.
Get the fuck. You don't want to look there, boy. You know what
I'm saying?
Let me take a picture of your butthole. Come on. Come on.
I draw a line.
Let me take a picture of it.
No.
Come on. And let me post it on the internet.
Let me post it on the internet.
Fuck
no. This could be a little pussy, dude.
Kim, bend over. Let's shoot your asshole.
Kim, let me shoot your ass. Come on. Shoot Coach's ass.
Yeah, Coach's ass.
Shoot Coach's
ass. I don't want my butt on the internet.
Dog stick your fucking ass.
Are you playing shit again?
No, I just... double checking the world.
Coach, run. All right.
Where's the volume, dude?
All right, I'm playing. That's it. I'm playing Lacuna Coil, and then I'm going to tell a simple story about what happened to Techno the other night. This bitch deserves it. This is Radio Bam, and this is Lacuna Coil from Italy. It's called Heaven's Alive. Radio Bam 228, Matt Cole. Ew.
graphic nature of this,
check this out.
Program.
You need to come check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 fashion.
All right, this is Radio Bam, and this is what I wanted to tell you, Deco. You know how Tech had just opened up that new little building in Westchester?
Yeah.
I went there.
I like Tech.
The opening night, and this fucking 45-year-old bitch comes up to me as Missy went out on a smoke break with one of her girlfriends.
This is a good story.
And yeah, it really is.
Boy, you got some. Oh.
But it is. And she goes, the first thing she says to me, I have a hooded sweatshirt on, and I'm sitting there drinking beer by myself. She goes, so are you just coming to Westchester to look like a superstar? And I'm like,
what? Was she shipping?
Yeah. And I'm just like, and I look at myself, and I look around me, and I'm like, yeah, I'm really swarmed by all the chicks. Like, yeah. You know, and she's just like, are you really getting married? I'm like, yes, I really am.
You gotta see his face. And then, doing this thing.
And then she goes, and then she's like, why would you do that? I'm like, well, maybe because I love her. And he's like, and she's like, that's the only reason. I'm like, well, I don't argue with her at all. For one, and my last girlfriend, we argued nonstop, and it's like it's a good thing to not argue with somebody. She's like, so you're gonna marry somebody because you don't argue with them? I'm like, all right, bitch. I fucked 30 girls, and I'm sick of fucking random strangers, and I want to fuck one person that I like. And then she goes, I don't care how many superstars you had sex with. And I'm just like, you asked me why I'm getting married,
totally.
I'm fucking telling you. And then the conversation ended up as...
Wait, did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, what did she say?
I
did
say that. I said, and then I said, you know what? At first she mentioned that she was Danielle... I don't
Boone.
Want to say like
Daniel
that.
Boone. Daniel Boone. That Hunter?
Let's just say Daniel
David
Boone.
Crockett?
I went to Daniel Boone's high school, and she
wild.
Said
wild,
that
right.
That was her
great uncle's aunt. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. So, yeah. So she says all that shit, and then the end result was her going, by the way, I'll be seeing you in the divorce section of the Daily Local in 2 weeks.
Oh, thanks.
And then I just grabbed my whole glass of red wine and I poured it all over fucking red hair.
You know what the best part is?
What?
There's no fucking divorce section.
Like, that's what I said.
That's what I thought.
And
there isn't. You know, like, when I told Missy, she was like, why'd you dump that fucking red wine all over that bitch's head? And I'm like, because the bitch said I was going to be in the divorce section of the paper. And she's like, what divorce section?
I'll see you in the classifieds, asshole. Splash.
Selling fucking furniture or something.
I walked back into the bar from having a cigarette with my girlfriend to seeing Bam dump a glass of wine
Missy's,
over his
shoulder.
No.
Missy saw a girl's arm on my back, like, rubbing it. She's like, oh, great, whoa. Bam's making new friends.
Like an old lady?
But like,
an old lady?
It looked like, by the way, she was rubbing my back, like, hey, sweetheart, what are you going to do tonight? But she was really saying, I'll be seeing you in the divorce section of the paper. So, like, then I instantly dumped the fucking red wine on her head.
What did she say when
you
she was like, what the fuck? Like, she was like, she thought that, like, some girl was getting all friendly with me, but she was really saying insults.
Yeah.
So, when I poured the fucking wine on her, she comes up. Dude, she was drenched in red wine, looking like a piece of shit.
Was she wearing, like, white, hopefully?
Yeah.
She was wearing white?
I got it all over, and she was there with her fucking rich-ass husband. And Jack McFadden, who owns Turk's Head Club, comes up to me and goes, what just happened there? Told him the story. And he goes, well, the reason why I'm at this Tekka bar is because I was meeting him. And that's his wife, and I'm supposed to buy insurance off of him tonight for my business. But the fact that you don't like his wife, now I'm not going to buy his insurance.
Oh, he likes you. Yeah, okay.
So Jack sits down,
politics.
And I hear the whole thing, because it's right there.
Right.
And he's just like, your drunken wife insulted my friend, and I'm not going to buy your insurance now because of what your drunken wife did. So now the husband's all mad at her. Then Missy goes up to her and goes, by the way, my best friend's been fucking your husband for 3 years. Bye.
What did they say?
It's true, right?
And then we left, yeah. And yeah, like she As soon as Missy said what happened, and I go, Danielle's mom.
Danielle Boone.
Danielle Boone's mom. Daniel told Carter? Me this. And she goes, oh, God, that tells it all. She's a town drunk. Right to her fucking face. Right away. Like, right to her.
She's a town drunk. She's been drunk since we were in the eighth grade.
Bam, just think of that. You were saying the other night, just think of the dude's ride home. What he had to think.
Oh, the ride home must have been like, you fucking bitch! You just cost me $50,000 on insurance that I could have got from Turk's Head Club, and you fucked it all up. And then she's like, well, maybe if you weren't fucking some broad that somebody's been best friends with for 3 years.
They're
having this argument. Like,
you know, they were fighting.
It must have been a silent It must have been a silent drive home or a mere major argument.
Oh, it was a volcano and a Volkswagen.
And the best part was,
no volcano.
The best part about all of it was, right before she said that comment, when she left, she says,
I gotta take a shit. No. I knew it wasn't that, people.
She goes, when it's 2 in the morning and you can't sleep and you're wide awake, you could be thinking about me and how I got under your skin about how you shouldn't be married. And then, like, she walked off, and I was like, bitch, you won't even be this much under my skin. That's how much I don't even give a fuck about what you said. And the fact that all that happened afterwards, Jack not buying the insurance,
oh, that's
and
so
then
good.
Missy saying that, you know, your husband's been fucking my best friend for 3 years.
Dude,
if anybody got under anybody's skin, it was what just happened right there.
Dude, I would bet $10,000 to be an air freshener swinging from their fucking rearview mirror on the ride home. Dude,
we
guarantee
so bad.
That would be fucking hell ride from hell.
That's funny.
That must have been the worst ride in America.
And I bet they both had to take a shit, too. So it was just like a panic argument.
It keeps coming around.
They probably did so many fucking compliments after we said that they had the shit so bad on the way home.
Gurgles.
Then it probably sounded like that.
It was a little off.
Let's listen to Deco's shit again.
All right, I'll bring the volume.
You know, bring the volume up on mic number one.
Number two.
Is it number two?
Yeah, number two.
See, I already heard you turn up.
No, is it number two?
Let's see Deco's shit.
Woody woo.
Tattersaw. Like a big chocolate river when it's
did you have fun at Tattersaw when I hit you in the back?
Yeah, that's fucking fun.
Yeah, how'd you feel? You're yelling at me the whole time.
I'm more mad at you.
Here we go.
What is that?
Oh, that was us at Tattersaw. This is now you shit.
Okay, I hope this sounds pretty good.
Oh, man.
First sound, the sound of the men's room. 3, 2, 1.
She's dying, man.
Jesus.
That's the toilet.
Ew, is that piss or shit?
The end thing was the toilet flusher, but the first thing was a combination of piss and shit. I had my bladder just hotwired right to my ass, so
you
can
hear it
all
start to break
quick.
Loose. And the first time you played it, I was like, why is there a car in the bathroom with you? It's like,
yeah, I know.
Are you shitting on the highway?
Dude, why do you have diarrhea?
Because I ate that macaroni and cheese.
Is that what it was?
The first macaroni and cheese. I ate macaroni and cheese before that.
Yo, so...
Oh!
What, Wawa macaroni and cheese is a great...
No. It was at Tedder Crisp Bacon Cheddar Ranch. That's what they
did. For $4 macaroni.
If there's more than 13 syllables involved in what you ate, Jesus Christ.
I love it. It's so good.
How's your back, Nico? How's your back?
You're willing to compromise eating that delicious food to have diarrhea?
I eat it to have those sounds.
Bam.
You know how much I laugh?
You love having those sounds?
I love it, dude.
Don't you hate, like, using the whole roll of toilet paper on your butthole?
No, I have a hose. I just like your sink, you have that hose.
Bidet faggot?
Yo, no, bidet. I have... You know how you wash your produce with that hose on your sink? That comes out of the
bidet.
I have a bidet, but I also have that.
Yeah, you can wash your ass in the sink. It works really good.
You have a day bidet.
I can catch air off the bidet. Just right on my ass. I get like an inch or two. It's like three on four wheeler.
Bam.
I
catch
bam.
Air. Catch air on
I
the
air walk. I air walk to Racine Wawa.
Bam. Talk about what happened at Tattersall today.
What happened?
All right.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When we were at Tattersall, G tried to say he didn't have bad breath, but his breath smelled like. Play that tape, Bam. Here's what G's breath smelled like. Man, dude. I'm sorry, ladies. You might want to exit.
I'm so glad it was G, too, because...
I'm sorry.
You were just like, yeah. This is so who's disgusting. Fucking breath reads? And
I'm embarrassed,
G's like,
dude.
It's Bam's breath. He's been fucking drinking Heineken all day. And I was just like, test my breath. And then I blew it right in Deco's face. He's like, no, it's not you. And then Jews are like, oh, he's like, oh, man, it's you.
This is chocolate and cheese.
I ate some cheese.
At Chuck E. Cheese.
I ate some provolone.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese.
Dude, did you smell Jesus' balls when we did that music video shoot?
No.
Jesus' balls reek so bad.
Jesus' balls.
Jesus?
Oh, really? You like your balls.
Jesus' balls.
Well, it's G plurals. Jesus' balls.
I was coming back Jesus. From like a half.
Would you rather suck G's dick or Jesus' dick for my
balls? Look at how bad everybody is.
Yeah, everyone's going to get all sensitive and mad now.
I don't care.
Ooh, you're bringing religion.
Oh, nobody cares.
Dude, Amish can burn in hell. Muslims can burn in hell. Mormons can burn in hell. They can drink bourbon and then burn in hell. Oh, yeah. I don't care. I really don't.
Shut up.
I'm dead serious.
We're supposed to be
all
very sensitive.
All religion's kind of just like something to like,
to do.
Spend time on. It's something to do. It's like Scientology. Like, yeah.
Is it like archery?
I have 4 hours to go. Oh, I'll study Scientology. Like,
it's big
it's like,
business.
It's, all of it's lame. I think religion is so stupid. Play me the most evil stuff.
I agree. Play some Satan shit right now.
What do you
now?
Have there?
I got Viking skull.
Viking skull? I'd say track one.
You can
track
one. Thing.
Track one is always good.
I agree. This is fucking the shit right here. We'll go to a...
Rape, Pillage, and Burn, I think the name is.
Fuck the Middle East.
All right, you guys
no,
are here.
Dubai
listen to
great.
G.
Right.
Oh, there's no Blimpy out there.
Yeah, I'd
Subway.
I'd say no fuck Blimpy's the Middle East.
Blimpy.
But I'd say fuck all religions. All you Christians, all
creates,
you Catholics, all you Mormons, all you Amish could burn in hell. This is fucking
Amish.
Rock and roll Viking
it
stuff.
Creates holy war, dude.
Oh
not
God.
Good
shit.
Not good,
fuck
dude.
You too, bitch.
Hey.
Alcohol. We'll be right back.
bitches. Get me the drugs. Let me trip out on your love. 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 Let me trip out.
Right now. Oh, stop.
Come on to your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
We're back.
Yeah, we're live, and you don't even have.
We got Shipbird's working the board today. How about that? He's doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, hey. Shipbird, the sword.
Some volume, man. We got volume.
I did the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, bird shit.
Yeah, well done, bro. I'll tell you, man. Gee, you fucking.
So, because I hit you in the back with a golf ball today, and I didn't mean it.
You meant it.
I
know you did.
I was sort of trying to read
and
it.
And it's all captured on film.
Oh, yeah. Video.
You could have the flat screen TV.
That's a lie.
That's worth it. You could have it.
I would love to have it, dude. Don't tempt me, please.
You could have it.
PlayStation like 3, cool Xbox.
He told me
to take it off the wall.
You love television more than I do.
I don't mind.
I think you guys are going to take it back or do something.
No. I'm not an Indian giver.
Nah, that's too much.
Dude. I'm not an Indian giver.
You're gonna make me do something.
Yeah,
let's trade Nintendo time for
you
big
have,
screen.
You have to
TV.
Build me a doghouse so when I go out late at night on a Friday,
Tim Burton style.
Then Missy says you're in the doghouse, then I could stay in it on that Friday.
Oh, you should.
Tim Burton style or Lance Mountain style?
Lance Mountain.
Yeah.
Definitely build a doghouse. That'd be funny, man.
Okay. No, I already want to build you a doghouse. So when he's in trouble, you can send him out to the doghouse.
Yes, that's a great idea.
And then if it rains really bad, then you have to fly a kite like Benjamin Franklin with the outfit.
I'm already doing that.
And hopefully get struck by lightning.
But make it a nice doghouse where there's like a crunk refrigerator
in
there.
Don't Jews get struck by lightning?
What the hell are you talking about?
Joe Rothstein? I wrote Rothstein one time on my...
Stain?
Yeah. I was texting my buddy, and I'm like, yeah, I'm hanging out with Missy Rothstein. And I said it.
You're a Jew.
Did you ever get struck by lightning?
No.
He's talking about
I'm dying to know this. I know what he's talking about.
Jewish lightning.
I know.
That's not real lightning. Do you know what Jewish lightning is?
Yes. I know what it is.
It's when, like, it has to do with, like, mafia stuff.
It's insurance fraud.
Like, if a nice Jewish man opened a deli and couldn't
why
pay his
say
bills...
Nice?
Because they're all nice. Couldn't pay his bills...
A nice little Jewish man.
He would have Jewish lightning take care of it and burn the place down.
Hey, Missy.
Well, what if he was Chinese?
Yeah, or black.
Jewish lightning means that you just light your own building on fire just to collect insurance fraud money.
Missy, did you buy those new UGG boots?
Jewish lightning. I bet you Missy Rothstein knows nothing about it.
Missy, did you buy those?
You got to yell that on your
Did you buy those UGG boots?
Bam bought them for me.
After he threw your other ones
up and
in the
That's
fire.
That's why he says the things that he says.
No, Bam threw
the morals game.
Bam threw Missy's UGGs in the fireplace
the
other night.
That's important GS.
Okay.
All right, let's listen to important.
I'm just saying, Missy has some nice UGG boots on, and the other day, Bam ripped them off her and threw them in the fucking fireplace, and she was devastated. She's like, "What the hell? You gotta buy me some new ones." He's like,
That's the end of the story.
Is that it, G?
That's it, buddy. That's all I gotta say.
I got new boots.
She's got new Uggs.
I got new boots.
I'm surprised they're not in the fireplace right now.
Yeah. Hot off the press.
He just
came in.
He just paid.
I'm just glad that they're black and they're not fucking tan, dude.
Aww. Black and tan is good.
I'm so sick of that Armenian color.
You had
like Armenian fucking Azerbaijan shoes.
Whatever
and I was
makes
fucking
you
sick
happy.
Of looking at them.
Armenian?
I wanted to see like black boots because you don't own anything that's like black.
All I
and
heard.
Everything
you
that
would,
I like is black.
You
black
want me to dress like a
he
mafia
it
princess every day.
Dark.
He likes when I wear like black satin pants and heels, and then he has me running all over.
I like
everywhere.
Her in like pinstripe black pants with like high heels with fucking.
We're at the mall, and you're like,
ass.
I gotta find
so
high
his
heels.
Comfy ass fucking jeans with these stupid UGG boots. She's like, I don't want to fuck some bitch that's cute.
But
oh come on,
man.
Bitch is sexy,
but you
dude.
Still
what?
Do.
What I don't
jerk.
Get?
Yeah, I do, and I'm mad about it.
Oh, is that what mad looks like?
I don't
want to
fuck some cute bitch. I'd rather fuck some sexy ass bitch.
Kim and Missy have the same Uggs on right now.
I don't. Yeah, and she wants to fuck you. She wouldn't even fuck you, G.
Dude, she's on the rag, man.
What is he surfing when I say it?
Just have guar sex.
Yo, bro. She's
on the rag,
Dion.
Oh, thank you. That'll make the evening
Kim,
more bearable.
Kim, say something.
Oh, that'll make the evening more bearable. Just say, thank you for
dude,
that burger.
Kim, you have the headphones
on? Let me just
on.
Pick up a Wawa Club. Classic on the way down. Manion's far, Bill. Manion gets a Manion. Long way. Oh, here, check this picture out. It's me.
Say something, Kim. You're on the air, dude. What?
Why didn't you fuck G last night?
It didn't feel like it. I was.
Because he's
rag.
Ugly.
I'm on the rag.
Because
no.
he's too fat.
No.
Did he ever show you his butthole like that?
Every girlfriend will never say it's because
but
he's ugly.
Pulled open.
I bet you his gill has gotten too fat with his macaroni and cheese diet. That
no.
you don't want to fucking hump him anymore, dude.
Bam! I
anytime Missy gains or loses 5 pounds, and then I lose maybe 4 pounds, we always have the raddest sex ever. If like I eat like a little bit too much, and I don't feel great about myself, and then she forgets to put on her makeup,
there
like,
you go.
Then I'll barf it up and because I'm bulimic, and then I'll like not want to hump her.
Bulimic or not,
you always want to hump me.
But like, if I ever like lose a little bit of weight and I feel like good about myself, and then I look at her and she lost a little bit of weight, like dude, we'll like fuck way radder than you ever could dream of. Fat.
Bull
Let's
fucking shit.
Do you do?
Yo, hey. Yo, we'll have a fuck off right
man.
Now. You want to have a fuck off?
A
I'll
fuck
show you
off.
What
the fuck off right now.
Dude, I will show you.
Fuck off.
I'll have a fuck off.
I'll automatically win the fuck off.
No fucking way, dude.
I think you will.
I can pound away.
No fucking way.
I can pound away, he says.
I can
says.
Pound away, motherfucker.
Tough words.
Missy, get over here. We're having a fuck off.
Oh, shit.
We're on your pants.
How do I record
see,
this?
I don't understand. Well, Oriental rug dealers. Are the rugs Oriental
Seriously,
or the dealers?
Both.
Yeah.
Seriously, want me to come over there?
Yeah.
No, we're going to have a fuck off later tonight, dude.
No, we're going to have one live on the radio.
No, we're going to film it. We're going to film it later.
I don't get it. Are you two fucking or are we fucking
no,
your
no, 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 no.
Alcohol's a hell of a
Missy
drug.
Missy and Bam
what,
and me
Bam,
and Kim
are you going to fuck G's face? Clear this up for the audience.
Fuck your face off.
You're gonna fuck your face off.
All right, no. Let's have a fuck off, seriously.
I'm down, dude.
Can we have it on the commercial
gee,
break?
I can win so easily. Yeah.
Bull fucking shit.
Let's figure out the rules and regulations.
Let's figure out the rules.
We'll figure out rules and regulations, but for right now, let's play that live hymn song.
Sounds good.
From Europe.
Yeah.
Right here on my arm.
Right here, my arm.
From 1994.
Right up, bam.
From 2000.
Faction.
Right here in my arms.
She can't let go.
Kids, strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
The applause is for Matt Cole. It wasn't for the song.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank
you take it away, Matt Cole. How do you feel tonight?
I feel I got a little buzz.
Stick it up your ass. Let's get the rules of the fuck off game.
There we go.
Fuck off game. What are the rules? Well, I think you should rely on the girls to tell the truth because you and G are going at it.
Truth or dare?
So, ask them the sex questions.
No, not sex questions. When you have your fuck
sex
off.
Questions.
Do you think G's butthole looks like prime rib?
We need to
ask them both
sober.
Six sex questions.
Six sex questions?
Yes.
Who would you rather do the tube with? G or Uncle Matt?
Oh.
That's not too good. Let me think.
Who are you asking?
What is the
Kim,
tube?
Hope, right?
What's the fuck off tail?
Yeah, I like the fuck off party. The fuck off competition.
Well, how can you win a fuck off? Like what?
It all
like,
depends.
Is it depend on like who fucks better?
No.
Okay, let's hear this.
You need judges. We have to film it, and you need judges.
Listen to
we have to do a live on air.
Right
now. That would kind of be like a porn if we did that.
I couldn't get it up right now.
That'd be kind of like a porn. It would be a porn.
I'm ready right now, bitch.
Say that again.
Shit, bitch, I'm ready.
She's ready. I can probably get it up.
I could probably get it up.
You could probably get it up. I already have it up. I'm ready, babe.
You are?
And you're sitting next to Dico and shitbirds, dude. Yeah. That's pretty
scary,
man.
Yeah, you're scared to be a fag.
Yeah.
You're a fag, dude.
You're scared to be a fag.
All right.
If you're scared.
Who wins the fuck off?
Are we doing?
I'll be a fucking faggot. Fuck you. I'm scared of nothing. I'm scared. I'll be a fucking
faggot. I'm scared of
what makes the best fuck off? Anal and and then
I'll
come on the face.
Of the ass.
Anal and then come on the face.
Opposed to like
is that a bonus, man?
Man,
it's a boner.
Okay, man,
fuck him up the ass right now.
I'm gonna crack.
I can't do it right now. Film it, dude.
This is so X-rated.
And
you're such a wimp.
We're gonna put it on the DVD.
Make it PG-13.
Is it gonna be Blu-ray?
Blu-ray, DVD, high def, man.
You can play it on your Xbox 3.
Xbox 3, yeah.
You love the movie Mermaid with Tom Hanks in it.
You're Tom Hanks.
They should have it.
What a comeback. I love it.
You're Tom Hanks, motherfucker.
So the fuck off, what are the rules?
He loves Emilio Estevez.
The rules is you can fuck the hardest and the best that looks best on a video camera.
It's gotta look good on the camera. You don't care about the girl.
Dude, your fucking peppermint fat fucking pizza ass should never look louder than me fucking some funny ass pussy.
You got a little pussy pouch under your fucking belly button, you faggot.
No, it doesn't. His belly's flat.
Yeah,
he's hot.
Well, let's have a belly off.
Pussy pouch.
Do I have a belly off?
Hot.
All right.
Do I have a fat pouch?
No, you are hot.
Do you have a fat pouch?
No, dude.
Somebody
no.
Take a
Come
picture.
On, look.
You don't have one. It's obvious. You do like sit-ups every minute.
It's obvious you have a fucking better stomach than I do, man.
No shit,
you fat fuck.
I ain't fat, but, dude. I probably only weigh like 30 pounds more than
you.
Like,
you know how much 30 pounds is? That's like
I'm really
30
not,
fucking Lorenzo pizzas.
I'm really not fat,
fat
dude. I'm really not fat.
Bam, let me see your belly.
I just have more
yeah,
meat.
Yeah, post it on the internet, whatever.
Throw it up, dude.
Whoa, I never saw that tattoo.
Do the belly off.
Which one? Turn it to the side.
Yeah, he's got
I've never seen this.
He's got tattoo vines up his chest.
Bam belly and G belly, ready go.
Hot.
Let me know.
Yeah, Bam belly, G belly.
My chest is, and my abs are way better.
You could do
it. They're I tougher. Love you.
You could do
I love you too.
You could do it before and after on liposuction.
would you eat like a sushi dinner off of G's body, Uncle Matt?
Yeah, sure.
I might have a fat cup, but I have a fat dick, too.
Yo,
all that macaroni and cheese gets right into my fucking hard ass.
Let's swap. I'll fuck Missy, you fuck him.
Whoa!
Look at he's out of control.
No. Oh.
He's like the best cheat.
So. I'm out of control!
Did you hear what Jesus said?
Yeah, he just proposed some serious shit, man.
Let's do a swap off. Let's do a
swap meat.
What, so we swap can prepare for each other?
Yeah,
so
we'll do a
better?
Swap. Swap all, swap meat.
No.
Slop swap.
Slop meat.
Slop, sling beef. A hot beef injection.
Yo, we'll have an anal off.
Anal off.
Anal off.
Isn't that what G proposed?
Yeah, let's have a fuck off.
No, you missed that
you
one.
You missed it, thank God.
He wants to have a fuck off swap.
He wants
off.
To swap.
Anal off is prescribed when you have minor depression.
No wife swap.
If you got a little bit of depression, take some anal off.
Me and Kim, we're going to get married soon.
Well, what if we have a wife swap?
Wife swap.
Board.
That would make
what's
us
that,
swingers.
What's that television show?
Would that make us
wife
swingers?
Swap?
Would we be swingers if we both fucked?
Yes. We're not
Yeah, that would be swangers.
We're not swingers?
No.
Swangers with a twang.
I'm not sharing your ass with anybody.
I didn't ask to share my ass. I asked to share my dick.
Just
you're
the dick.
I'm not sharing your dick with anybody
Share the
either.
Ass and dick of a man. Share the ass and dick
yo,
of a man.
Yo, play Plasma Mullet, dude. Oh. This is the him keyboarder. He made this shit as a joke. It's called Plasma Mullet.
Oh, this guy's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
He looks like Van Damme.
This song is great. It's all. Play it. Check one. Check
all right,
one.
Fuck off now.
No, you fuck off. Play Plasma Mullet shit.
All right, we're doing this shit. Ready? Here we go.
Go ahead and do it.
Plasma Mullet. Boys with mullet, they are all right. They can party, hell fucking night. Boys with mullet, got nothing to lose. Drugs and bitches and fucking booze. Swinging mullet, we got the point. If you do not get it, smoke a blue joint. In the night, we're rolling mullet. Driver shooting, dodging mullet. Bye.
screaming. This rune is my heart crumbling and tingling every day I am.
Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo-woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction.
You like that shit?
Yeah.
Like,
that's pretty wild shit, dude.
That song deserves an Emmy.
I love it,
man.
Dude.
Their name is the Plasma Mullets, and they only have one song called Plasma Mullets.
it's fully the him keyboarder and him bass player, Mijimu, and they just did it as a fucking joke.
Let's just do some more.
Oh, you can't get it anywhere. You would have to fucking get it off of this radio show or something like that.
Can they do some more?
It's not for sure.
For next week?
I like my mullet.
Can they do some more?
It doesn't work like that, you little shit ass.
I'm in trouble.
You little idiot.
An idiot. Well, that's that.
That's that.
That's it. That's that.
That's it, man.
See you, Sirius.
You guys, are we out of here?
We're out of here.
Yeah, we have to leave, I think. Mm-hmm.
Wait. Let me play another song.
What is this, Tiger Eye?
Give him another song.
It sucks, to leave, and then they play some, like, fucking garbage.
You
like,
need 2 hours, man. I think that'd be good.
2 hours might be too much.
You could do 2 hours.
I would truly like having...
You have a copy of it.
An hour
I have
and a half.
It?
Like, it seems like we wrap it up so quick.
An hour and a half?
You have two.
Yeah, I know. Why?
Can I have one?
Would you really appreciate it?
No, I'll just give it to you. yeah, I would like it, but I'll burn it.
No, you can take it.
I'll burn it in the Apple.
This was not scratched.
Apple computers are so incredible. I'll just burn
whatever
it.
Whatever one's scratched more, you can take that.
here's a scratched up CD.
All right, you can take the less scratched one.
I'll just burn it. Oh,
just take it, you lily. All
right.
Take it with your TV.
TV, yeah.
Oh, he's going to walk out with that 50-inch plasma.
I'm a winner.
Do you have a camera to film
nice.
It, though?
I got the camera to film it, dog.
Thank you,
baby. I hit you in the back with a golf ball.
I know, but it feels so good now.
You'll appreciate it more than we do.
Dude, you'll be sitting at home playing video games, loving it more than me. Meanwhile, I'll be, like, out, like, on the Brandywine River, like, not even looking
at it. And they can see this footage on your new show, right?
What footage?
The fucking him ball. Getting hit in the back of the golf ball.
That's not till January, you little idiot.
I'm just saying, if anyone wants to see
it. We're not allowed to talk about that.
Okay, we can't talk about
it. Hasn't been cleared yet. Proper channel.
Anyway. Oh, that can be clear, dude. It's
Any
fucking
Act
hilarious.
Any Act
Yo,
Kiss,
Yo the best song ever is Fuck Forever by the Baby Shambles, but this is a demo. It might be 21 and it could be 20, but you know what? I'm willing to take that chance
we'll
live
do both.
On the air.
If you have a
serious
chance.
Shitbird. Like, if it's the wrong song, dude, then you're going to keep clicking. And everybody's going to sit here and listen to it.
I take over his spot as engineer.
I'll predict 21 right now.
I take over his spot.
It is a mix that a buddy did give to Mutt.
If he messes up, I take over his spot.
No, there isn't 21. There's only 20 tracks on it. It's got to be 20.
Fuck forever.
For the fuck
it's got to be 20.
Baby Shambles, Pete Doherty. He's high on drugs.
All right, ready?
I hear you got
21, you little idiot.
No!
There's
the 21. It goes from track 20 to track 1.
Oh, 19 then.
There we go. That always helps. Hey, watch all the chords, G.
I want this.
Everybody, get your fucking nutsack out of here.
Yeah, you ever see a squirrel?
Yeah.
Ah, the flying squirrel. Oh, that's good enough.
Yeah, that's good.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Henry, this is B-Real.